In federal court in Manhattan, a former follower of Osama bin Laden is back on the witness stand today. He's testifying in the trial of four men charged with the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. The prosecution contends the defendants were part of a global terrorist network headed by bin Laden, who has been indicted in the case and remains a fugitive. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
In opening statements, prosecutors promised jurors their first witness would provide an extraordinary opportunity to hear about the inner workings of bin Laden's group and the testimony of Jamal Ahmed Al-Fadl, who's from Sudan, offered a rare glimpse into how the organization is run. Al-Fadl's identity was a secret until he took the stand. He pleaded guilty to unspecified terrorist charges and is testifying as part of a deal with the government. Al-Fadl, wearing blue jeans and a white skullcap, testified that he first met Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan, where both men were part of the Mujahideen, Muslim fighters trying to expel the Soviet forces there. He testified that late in 1989 or early the next year, he became the third sworn member of a new group bin Laden started, an organization pledged to jihad, or holy war. The group was called Al-Qaeda, Arabic for the base. With Soviet troops withdrawn from Afghanistan, Al-Fadl said, bin Laden moved the group to Sudan, whose Islamic government was friendly to their cause. Al-Fadl described a well-funded, heavily armed organization, which proceeded to set up trading and trucking companies, currency exchanges, and farms that were also used for training in weapons and explosives. Al-Fadl directly implicated one of the four defendants in bin Laden's activities. The witness rose in court and pointed to Wadi El-Haj, a U.S. citizen born in Lebanon, who the government says served as bin Laden's personal secretary. Al-Fadl testified that he trained El-Haj to handle the payroll for Al-Qaeda's members in Sudan, and he said El-Haj was with him for numerous conversations with bin Laden. The witness did not directly implicate any of the other three defendants. The prosecution appears to be using Al-Fadl's testimony to lay out the philosophical scaffolding for the embassy bombing plot, with details of the attacks themselves to come later. Al-Fadl testified that bin Laden began issuing fatwas, or religious edicts. In 1991, he told his followers they had to fight U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf after the Gulf War. We have to do something to take them out, he said. In 1993, Al-Fadl testified, bin Laden ordered his supporters to fight U.S. forces in Somalia. We have to stop the head of the snake, the witness recalled bin Laden saying. The snake is America, and we have to cut the head. Al-Fadl testified that another leader of the group said if the Americans weren't stopped, they could take over all the Islamic countries. After 18 U.S. soldiers were killed in the Somali capital, Al-Fadl said one of Al-Qaeda's leaders returned to Sudan and said, "Everything in Somalia that happened, it's our responsibility." What's more, Al-Fadl said, the leaders made it clear that if innocent civilians were killed in the group's operations, quote, "you don't have to worry about that." Al-Fadl said the group, Al-Qaeda's reach, stretched far beyond Sudan, with members also allied with militant Islamic groups in Algeria, Libya, Yemen, Egypt, Syria, even Chechnya. He described a plane load of weapons, Stinger missiles and anti-tank rockets, flown by Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan into Sudan. He told of smuggling Kalashnikovs and grenades to the group supporters in Egypt on two caravans of 50 camels each. Al-Fadl also said some members of Al-Qaeda went to Lebanon to receive training from the terrorist group Hezbollah, including, he said, instructions on how to blow up big buildings. With a confounding array of dozens of Arabic names and terms mentioned on the stand, the prosecution is periodically flashing those words on computer screens mounted in the jury box. Prosecutors also use the screens to show jurors photographs of some of those mentioned. The jurors looked with apparent interest at the first photo displayed. It's Government Exhibit 100, a photo of Osama bin Laden. He's shown smiling. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.